Today we're going to talk about one of my favorite things, wealth. And this is a meditation I'm recording for everybody who is in Limitless, the 2-hour masterclass I just taught on the middle way approach to wealth. And this meditation specifically is based on the Buddhist practice of tartuk, or rejoicing. And I like to think of it as generating this visceral sense of embodied gratitude, meaning you're not just thinking about it, you're not just making a list in your head, but you're dropping down deeply into the physical sensations throughout your body. And one of the things that drew me to this path in the first place is how logical it is. It just makes sense on not only a spiritual level, but a nominal level. We spend so much of our time habituating our minds towards negativity. I believe humans developed the negativity bias as an evolutionary trait in order to survive. But the problem is today that we identify so heavily with it. Like, we call it my anxiety or my depression. Especially with money, we all have this guilt and shame. I'm so bad with money. I'm so poor. I'm so wasteful. Whatever. And the Buddha is like, no, that's dumb. It's just a habit of mind. It was caused, so that means it can be changed. And the way to transform it, it's not through our conventional worldview. It actually flips normal on its head. Within this system, it's karma. Your reality is created based on everything you think, say, and do. So there's no one judging you. There's nobody up in the sky watching you. But you are forced to experience yourself. Basically, you get what you give. It's not that linear, but our desires can guide our practice and what we should focus on, because we usually desire things we believe that we don't already have. So if you desire wealth and abundance, you need to create that impression in your mind by giving those things to others. It's like reality is a mirror, and everything that you think, say, and do for others is a vote for the type of world that you want to live in. The worldview we experience now, it's like scarcity, hard work, compete, bootstraps, complain, never feel good enough about yourself, never feel like you have enough. And Buddhism is like, collaborate, give, help others, feel good about the seeds you're planting, give some more. Prosperity. There's always enough. There's more than enough. There's so much, I'm going to give it to you. So the goal is to find somebody who wants what you want and help them get it. And it makes sense if you really think about it, because when we're competitive and gatekeep, we are perpetuating this story of fear and not enough. But when we're generous and we collaborate, it's like showing yourself, oh, I have so much that I'm going to give it away. I'm so good at creating wealth that you can have some of mine, because I know where it comes from and I'm not afraid to lose anything. Because really, I'm only gaining things. The perception of loss is only when you see it from a nominal point of view. But it's not how ultimate reality actually works. Because when you give something, you are forced to experience yourself getting something back. That is how karma works. Then after that, you want to rejoice because you're feeling good about doing the work instead of focusing purely on the results. It is like celebrating the fact that you work out before you have your dream body, because what you really want is to be the person with that body. And that person works out. So you already have affirmative evidence that there's no difference between you and the future you with your dream body. Impatience is one of the 6 perfections, because you might be planting seeds for wealth in your life, but you still feel like you have nothing. Like, why am I still renting when I should be living in a mid-century mansion that I've been planting all these seeds for? And that's because it takes a while. You know, you can't expect to eat an apple the day after you've planted the seeds for an apple tree. It's just not how it works. And the Buddha is like, instead of sitting there trying to watch this tree grow, just feel good. Rejoice. You've planted the seeds. Now think about how amazing it is that you just did that, and feel good and feel grateful, because you're creating the reality that you desire with every movement of body, speech, and mind. So let's go ahead and begin. Get into your meditation posture. You can choose to sit up or lie down. The most important thing is that you have a straight spine. You also want to make sure that you are the perfect balance between relaxed but not sleepy. I like to think of it as watching one of my favorite scenes in a movie. I'm chill, but I'm very excited in my mind about what's going on. So let's begin by taking 3 deep breaths together. And if you're feeling a little anxious or distracted, focus on the exhales. And if you're feeling a little sleepy or a little too relaxed, focus on the inhales. Relaxing all the muscles on your face, letting go of any tension in the jaw, wrapping your shoulder blades behind your heart, softening your belly. Softening your hips and your knees. Using your breath as a portal to your internal world. With every exhale, you're drawing yourself deeper in to your own mind. Letting go of anything else that may have happened today, or that may happen later, and just drawing yourself in. Now imagine some paradise where you would like to meditate. It can be a real place, or maybe somewhere you've seen in a dream. You have all of your favorite things. You're more than content. You have all the things that make all of your senses happy. And this is the place you're going to practice rejoicing and feeling blissful. If you have a hard time with the visuals, just drop into what it would feel like to be in your favorite place with all of your favorite things. What does it feel like to be perfectly happy and content? Now let's look back at today, all of the things that you did for somebody else. So maybe you made someone breakfast or bought a friend a coffee. Maybe you helped somebody at work or you commented something nice on a stranger's Instagram. Think about anything you did to make someone else's life a little easier, a little happier. And as you begin to think of these things, start to cultivate a joy in your heart. And allow that joy to rise up and flow from your heart to the rest of your body. Now let's go back a little further. Maybe the past week or the past month. Just pulling out any highlights or anything that comes to mind where you helped somebody else, where you were thinking of somebody besides yourself. Maybe you left a generous tip when you went out to eat, or you called your parents or someone who misses you. Maybe you didn't get angry where you normally would have. Just any time in the past month or so where you have helped another. And see all of the goodness that you're bringing into the world through these small actions. Feel good about it. This is fuel for our practice. It's fertilizer for those seeds that we've planted, allowing them to thrive and flourish and ripen more quickly. Now, bring to mind something that you desire, and it can be anything. Maybe it's something you've been working toward, like more money, or a promotion, or a new career. Or it could be something internal, like you don't want to feel anxious or depressed, or stuck, or lazy. But just pick one thing that you desire. Now look back on your entire life and see how you planted the seeds already for this thing that you want by helping other people get something similar. So if I want wealth, I'm going to rejoice about all the times where I've been generous with my money or I've helped others feel limitless. And recall these moments in as much detail as you can. Let them play like a montage in your mind. And feel really good about the effect that you have on the world, the difference that your presence has made in the lives of so many others. You may recall moments that you've long forgotten about. But anytime you have helped somebody achieve the thing that you want, and we'll sit here for a minute, just letting that montage wash over us and allowing that to fuel the joy and the bliss in our heart. Now we're going to do a quick bonus round of counting our blessings. We've been focusing on all these seeds that we've planted throughout our life so that we can water them. But now I want you to consider all of the beautiful things you already have in your life, all of the seeds that are currently ripening. So begin to make a mental list. And as you do that, feel that gratitude deep in your heart. All of the blessings, all of the wonderful experiences you've already had or you're experiencing currently that you might sometimes take advantage of, like delicious food, shelter, wonderful friends, family. Think about all the things in your life that you currently have. Consider that a lot of people's prayers would be answered if they woke up with your life. And feel good that these things are not random. They did not come from nowhere. You created these things based on your past actions. If you have love in your life, it's because you've loved so many others. If you have wealth, it's because of you've been generous. So slowly savor these last few moments in your bliss paradise and dedicate any good feelings that you had to others who could use those good feelings. Maybe to people who wish they had time to meditate. And take a few deep breaths and begin to come back to your room. Thank you so much for rejoicing with me today. And I hope that you have the chance to notice the ripple effect that this meditation will have, not only on the rest of your day, but the rest of your life, especially if you keep practicing.